Jesus himself promised that the Holy Spirit would come in power at Pentecost. Jesus had told his disciples, "I am going to send you what my Father has promised, but stay in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high." This power would transform the lives of the frightened, bewildered disciples, making them bold witnesses for Jesus. That same power is working today, and we have seen in our friends the reality of that power. Once, Paul was powerless to stop drinking and ruining his health. Once, Bill was powerless to stop using foul language and disrespecting women. That's all changed, I can tell you now. Hasn't it, Bill? But now, the power of that same Holy Spirit that transformed the disciples has transformed these two men into servants of the living Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise his name. This power of the Holy Spirit is also ours if we ask for it, making us dead to sin and alive in Christ. Hallelujah. Reinhard Bonnke, some of you may have heard of Reinhard Bonnke, a Christian evangelist, mostly in Africa, has written a book, and he asks the question, are we flammable or fireproof? I'll say that again. Are we flammable or are we fireproof? Could the Holy Spirit set us on fire for Jesus? Or are we fireproof? He wouldn't be able to get near us. We're untouchable. Reinhard says in his book, which is called Are We Flammable or Fireproof? I am personally flammable. I want to burn with the fire of the Holy Spirit and carry a burning torch right to the end of my life, which he did until his death in 2019. Are we able to say that today, that we are flammable, that we can be set afire by God's Holy Spirit, or are we fireproof? Is it always easy to be dead to sin and alive in Christ? Is it always easy living every day for Jesus? No, not always. Life can be very challenging and often throws up some very difficult and unexpected scenarios. This is especially true for Paul and Bill in the Rainbow of Hope. We never know what each day is going to bring, who's going to come in, and what even trouble there's going to be. But I know that they rely on the power of the Holy Spirit to keep them calm and be great witnesses for Jesus. Praise the Lord. That's true for each one of us who know Jesus personally as our Saviour. When we are faced with temptations and have difficult decisions and choices to make, ask the Holy Spirit to help you. Let us make sure that we set aside time each day to spend with Jesus, asking him to lead and guide us and empower us with his Holy Spirit to live for him. Some years ago, it was very popular for Christians to wear a bracelet with WWJD on them. Anybody help me here? What would Jesus do? I have some with me today. They're quite vibrant, all different colours, plenty for everybody. If you would like to take one and consider wearing one for a while, or having it in your pocket or your bag. And when faced with a difficult situation or choice, ask yourself this question. What would Jesus do? What would Jesus do in a difficult family situation, in a difficult work situation, or in your community? What should I do? What would Jesus do? We hope you've been blessed and empowered by this service today. We've chosen a new song by Laura Story. It's called Come Unto Jesus. He is enough. And while we're doing this, let's ask the Holy Spirit, if we feel led, to empower us so that we on this Pentecostal Sunday can be dead to sin and alive in Jesus even more than we are at the moment. Be blessed. Amen.